And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now, 25 minutes to the hour. I'm joined on the line by Liam Horan to talk about jobs and how you get them and getting through those interviews. Good evening to you, Liam.
Good evening, Eden.
And thank you very much indeed for joining us. Topic number one, do I have to put my previous manager on my CV as a referee, or can I put someone else from the company?
It's a question a lot of people ask, actually, and the reality is you can put whoever you want on your CV as a reference. There's no hard and fast rule, you know. And while it might appear to you that there's an obvious person should go on the CV from your previous company, the person in the next company may not realise who that person is, if you know what I mean. So if you think it's better put in a line manager or the general manager or the managing director or whoever you think best understands you, number one, and understands how good you are work-wise, and number two is most likely to take a call and be courteous and be, you know, communicative when they get the call. You know, if, for example, the manager of the company or the person that's most obvious to go on your CV is not very communicative or is very hard to get on the phone, for example, they wouldn't be a good fit then. So the answer I would say to your listener's query is yes, you can decide to put anybody you want from the company, and as long as within reason there would appear to be somebody who had responsibility for you or for your work or that kind of stuff. That's fine, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I'd flip around and say, I get in that question an implication that there's somebody else that might speak as well of them from the company. So you certainly shouldn't put them down if they're going to jeopardize your chances of getting the job, because getting a job is a sales process and you've got to sell yourself as best you can. So if you're selling a product, you wouldn't put down an unhappy customer as your referee or your testimonial. So why would you do it in your CV, you know?
How important is the referee, though? Do we overemphasise it, do you think?
Well, it varies from company to company. It's like a lot of things to do with CVs. There are very few hard and fast rules. In some companies, they go to great lengths to talk to previous managers, previous employers, that kind of stuff. In other companies, they have other ways of assessing your candidature, like assessment centres, psychometric testing, aptitude tests, all sorts of things. Some companies place great store on their interviewing style, competency-based interviews in particular. So it can vary from place to place. What I would say is, west of the Shannon and in what we call rural Ireland, people know people, and people will make calls, maybe not even the people listed on your CV in the first place, and you can't control that. But people around here like to know who they're taking on and will try and ascertain from somebody previously, by and large, something about you, you know. But that can be less formal than an actual referee on your CV. It can be done below the radar, so to speak.
Now, a text has come in. It's not exactly on this topic, Liam, but basically this individual is moving on from her current employment. She asked for her employer to give her a what do I call it? What's I'm looking for? A reference. And the employer said, write it up yourself and I'll sign it.
Yes.
What's your reaction to that?
I think it's a great vote of confidence in the
really?
Candidate that the employer said, I'll stand over anything you say, presuming that you're going to say something good about yourself. It goes on more than you might think. An employer might be very busy, but I think it's a great sign that they will stand over anything you might say. And I would be, in that case, writing a very good reference for myself if I was the candidate. And as long as the employer signs it and is happy to validate it by means of a phone call, or is happy to have their name attached to it, you know, people don't necessarily want to be giving glowing references to bad employees. So I think that's a very good vote of confidence, and I think happy days, right on, I would say.
But isn't there also a risk here? It just occurred to me as you speak there. If the boss simply says, draft it yourself and I'll sign it, and that's what happens, mm-hmm. and then he gets a telephone call in a month's time and hasn't a clue what was in the reference.
Yeah, well, you do need, when dealing with your referees, to let them know they may get a call. These are the kind of jobs I'm going for. These are the particular attributes I'm looking for. So it might take an email a week later, perhaps, back to that person saying, look, just to let you know. But a bigger problem is to get a reference in the first place or a good reference in the first place from an employer, mainly because they're busy and just don't get around to doing it. And also don't forget that within a company, a boss might say to somebody beneath them, write a reference for so-and-so, and they mightn't see that one either. So that you're not guaranteed just because it comes from within the company that the boss has seen it either. So, you know, I would say you still got to chip them off about the kind of work you're going for and the attributes you're trying to highlight. But by and large, that is a good thing. And, you know, it says to me as well that they do remember the employee positively, and that if a phone call does come, they will speak, you know, albeit off the cuff, perhaps even very positively about the employee. So I think it's a good thing.
Very good. We'll move on to topic number two for this evening. I am a graphic designer and have been called to interview. Should I bring my portfolio of work with me, even though I haven't been asked to?
I think it's no harm. I think it's graphic design is one of those disciplines that is best shown by showing. So, you know, rather than saying I designed a beautiful logo or a beautiful book or a beautiful magazine, you know, here presto, here's a beautiful logo, book or magazine I prepared before the show. I think it's very, very powerful. There can be some rules in some companies about, particularly in public service, about not conferring an unfair advantage on one candidate by taking some piece of material that wasn't requested of other candidates, if you know what I mean. So, but a graphic design job is more than likely in the private sector, and anything you can do to show the quality of your work and your enthusiasm as well, I think is a good thing. And the fact that you've kept your portfolio, that you're proud of it, and also within an interview situation, it could lead to you controlling the interview a bit more as well, because now you're talking about something you actually did. So the interviewer might well say, okay, tell me about that book there. What's that concept behind that, or what way did this come to you from the client, and what did you do to make it to what it is, and how happy was the client, and all the kind of stuff that's talking about work you have done before. And in an interview, when you can get to the point of having a knowledgeable chat, that's great, you know. And if you're more knowledgeable about your own work than you are about anybody else's work, so if it gets to that point, that's great. What I would say is, don't make it an exhaustive collection of all the work you have done. Make sure it's the best five or six pieces across a range, perhaps, if you know, as I said, logo, flyer design, website design, whatever the range of work you're going for, and also bias it in favour of the kind of work that the employer does, or the kind of work the employer wants you to do. That's important as well, and present it nicely. Have it in a nice bound, or you know, nicely done. There's lots of things you can do with art paper that'll look nice. And you know, also be prepared to leave it after you when you're going. So don't, make sure it's not your only copy, because it's no harm it's left on the table when they're talking in the evening time after conducting the interviews about who the good candidates were. No harm to your little reminder left there if you can.
And just because you haven't been asked to bring a portfolio of your work doesn't mean that the interview panel doesn't expect you not to.
Yes, exactly. And it's a bit like what people say about the iPhone. The world didn't realise they needed an iPhone until the iPhone was invented. Or as Henry Ford said, if I listened to all the, I'm sure you're familiar with this one, if I listened to all the advice at the time, I would have built a faster horse.
Indeed, indeed.
So, you know, an interview panel doesn't know what they're looking for, I would argue, until you give it to them. And things that swing interviews are things like good portfolios, you know, often the unexpected thing. So just because, as you said, they didn't ask for it, they may be testing you out. They may be saying if they don't bring a portfolio, they're immediately debarred. So I think it's a good thing to bring it. It can't do any harm. As I said, sometimes in a more formal situation than I suspect this one is, you could be told, well, look, we can't take that from you because this confers an unfair advantage on you over the other candidates. And if that happens, you just said that's no problem at all. You put it back down beside your chair and you walk away. But generally, I would say, particularly for a graphic designer, it can only be a good thing.
Very good. We shall leave it at that, Liam. Thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us. And we'll talk to you again on Monday, in or about the same time, 5:30.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Good evening to you.